When America won her independence, there were thousands of men and women who remained loyal to England during the war. What happened to them? The story is today's American Countryside, brought to you by Exmark Mowers, the brand preferred by commercial operators 2-to-1. Check out the best in the market at exmark.com.
It takes the right tools to keep your farm running efficiently, so why would you settle for anything else with your mowing equipment? More and more farmers are stepping up to the brand more landscape professionals choose. They're using Exmark. Purchase 2-to-1 over the next best-selling brand by landscape mowing professionals. Trust your farm's mowing needs to Exmark. It's a better cut, faster, and it's commercial grade, so it just may be the last mower you ever need. Text Exmark to 283-342 or go to Exmark.com for special offers going on now and to find your local Exmark dealer.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in the Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
In response to the Declaration of Independence signed in July of 1776, over 200 loyalists, like wealthy merchant Frederick Phillips III of Yonkers, New York, signed the Declaration of Dependence that same year.
Frederick Phillips set himself up against the Patriots, and they decided that he was a treasonous individual, and George Washington himself actually called for his arrest.
Kimberly Flook shares the story from Phillips Manor Hall State Historic Site. Phillips was taken to New Haven, Connecticut under arrest. He successfully argued for his release, given he was elderly. He was allowed to go back to his home in Yonkers under house arrest. He broke parole, though, and took his family and fled into Lower Manhattan behind British lines.
He stays in his townhouse down in Manhattan from January 1777 all the way up through the end of the war in 1783. When it becomes clear that the British are not going to recoup, he, along with the British troops, remove themselves from America.
Thousands of British soldiers and loyalists left voluntarily.
It's a good thing he did it voluntarily because the Patriots pretty much requested very forcefully that he do so, and it was upon penalty of death for him or his children's generation to return to American soil.
The Phillips family left America and their beloved Phillips Manor and the surrounding 200,000 acres they owned.
The manor is taken as spoils of war. It is divided up in a way that would make it most easy to sell.
Proceeds from the sale were used to fund the fledgling government.
Frederick Phillips and his family settle in Chester, England. They petition the king for support.
The king gave them £100,000, a sum of cash equal to over $10 million today. Phillips Manor stands today, a piece of history over 300 years old. Traveling the countryside in Yonkers, New York, I'm Andrew McCrae.